Hi, this is Susan Rosen and Carol Fox Prescott talking to you about In the Voice of Our Mothers and asking again for your support for our Kickstarter campaign. First, we want to thank you so much for all of those who have donated and given us support. We're almost there, and we would just appreciate you just taking us over the top. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit with Carol about In the Voice of Our Mothers, or VOOM, as we call it.
Which I talk about endlessly, shamelessly these days.
Yes, absolutely. So let's talk, Carol, a little bit about how this started.
Well, these are the In the Voice of Our Mothers are the stories from the Old Testament of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Leah, and Miriam, all told from their points of view. So it's getting inside their heads and looking out through their eyes, which was a really important piece for me a number of years ago as I was exploring my own spiritual base, my own spiritual tradition, and my place in it. I had to get to know those women. And the short story is, many years later, Susan had occasion to read them because they were stories, and said, we have to do something with these, and because if I do something, it's more likely than not going to come out as a theater piece. And that's what we did. We invited five fabulous actresses who are people that I have trained through the years to come to do a reading at Miriam's Well. And it just went so well, we just kept going on, and that was about 2 years ago. So we have since then, just, you know, sort of looking at it one step at a time, and one step leading us to the next step, we have done the piece in many synagogues and churches, a couple of universities. We hope to do more of those. And I actually, one of the first things I did was a reading at the Dutchess County Jail. And it looks like I'm going to be doing another one of those very soon. So I'm very excited about that. So we have been busy over these last 2 years.
Yes, the experience, you did it both at the women's jail and the men's, is that correct?
First for the women, and I thought this is just going to, you know, this is going to be for the women. It's women's stories, only the women will be interested. But after the real success of the reading at the women's jail, the woman who brought me there suggested that I do it for the men, and I was very nervous about it. It's done in a very small group. I'm sitting in a circle in a room with guards in the background and reading to them as one might read a story to a child at night. And it was amazing and thrilling and really eye-opening to have such intimacy with a group of guys who are incarcerated, and especially because in this case I read the story of Miriam, and which leads to the crossing of the Red Sea from the Israelites from slavery into freedom. And here I was with these incarcerated men, opening their hearts to the possibility of freedom and what that might mean to them, both physically and spiritually. And it was pretty intense. I really hope that this works out. It might even be as early as this week that I'm doing it there. There's a lot of red tape, and when it comes through, they say, okay, it can happen, and you just go, and they
you just show up
away from you, and you show up, and
and you go from there. That's the beauty of the stories to me, is how they are so much a part of everybody's life. We're all moving from slavery to freedom, or we've all had to make choices that these women have had to make, or we've all had to find our own place in our own spiritual connection to whatever it is we believe in and whatever it is we're in relationship to. And this comes through so clearly with the stories and the way these men commented. And in our regular, you know, performance pieces as well, there are men who come as also and are very touched by what these women have to say. The men in the prison, I was so moved by as well, and what they say, because they're so wide open to this. They really are in slavery right now. I mean,
yes,
they're as close to it as possible. And the promise of freedom is as close as changing their lives and what they can do and how they can be inspired.
Yeah,
so
one of the good things is that at this jail, this is not a prison. This is a jail. Some of them are on their way to prison, but some of them are on their way out of prison, or they're, as I understand it, they're short terms that I keep wanting to say suffering through because I can't remember the word right now, but I'm sure they are suffering through. I wrote a piece about it. I won't try to quote it now, but I wrote a piece about it that's on the voiceofourmothers.com blog. So I would really encourage people to go. I've written a few different pieces about doing the show throughout the time that we've been doing it. So it's in the voiceofourmothers.com, and it's the blog page. And that leads me to suggest that you go there anyway. We have a wonderful promotional video on the show, and there's also a link to the Kickstarter page, which is why we are on this phone call this morning.
Right,
so
encouraging, thanking people, first of all, again, for their
people
support, and asking for just a little bit more. Why we want to raise money is because we still have some development costs. There are things that we need to accomplish and do to really be a little bit more legitimate, I guess, and stable in this. And also because we want people who can't afford to see this to be able to see it, like people in prisons, like people in small congregations, like people who don't belong to congregations and really don't have the money, or the congregations don't have the money to afford to pay us for this. So your donations will help to support us and the actresses in promoting this.
And
all across the country.
Yeah, one of the things that's been so exciting about this fundraising campaign is that many of the donations are very small donations. So many people have sent $10, $25, $50. Thank God we've had some large ones too. But
yes.
But it's really important to tell everybody that every single thing counts. I sound like public radio right now, but it's really true. Every single thing counts.
It does.
That pays a bill, or that pays an actor for their extraordinary work, or allows us to turn on the lights.
Absolutely, and it's such a brilliant piece because it's not only the piece that the actors are bringing to us. It's how we interact with the piece as well. It's an interactive performance, and it's also followed by discussion, where people can really talk about what this has been like for them, what it's like not to hear these voices, what it's like to hear the voices of the women, finally, what it reminds them of, how it connects them, how we're connected to each other. There's so much that comes afterwards in the discussions that we have. So it's quite interactive. And the more people that donate and the more people that come to see it, we widen our circle so that more people can be included in this wonderful, wonderful work. Anything else you want to say about it, Karen?
Yeah, I do. I just want to throw in that the the actresses who are committed to this piece and have been committed through this whole time are really quite extraordinary. I'm deeply, deeply proud of their work. They're people that I have been working with for a long time. A lot of you people who will be hearing this know some, all of these actors because you've been in class with them. You can see them on the promotional video on either our website or the Kickstarter website. So it's just if it weren't about anything meaningful at all, I would be so proud of the work that that these actors are doing. I never know what to say, actors or actresses anymore, but whatever we call them, they are doing fabulous, fabulous work that I am very proud of, and bring the women of the stories to life in a way that I never could have experienced before. So, yes.
It's quite moving.
That's right.
And they're wonderful. They're wonderful very people. Fun. They're wonderful actors. And we're all very proud and grateful to them for their dedication and sticking with us throughout thick and thin. I mean, this has not been an easy process.
Exactly.
To get this out. So in order
to reward them properly.
Yes, they deserve
it. For their
it.
Marvelous contribution.
Right. So in order to donate, you can go to the Kickstarter website, which is kickstarter.com, and type in either VOOM, V as in Victor, O-O-M as in Mary, or in the Voice of Our Mothers, and it'll bring you to the page. And or you can go to the website in thevoiceofourmothers.com, all one word, and you can click on the Kickstarter link and be connected in that way. And while you're there, you can look at the performances that we have scheduled, and you can read all about the background of it, a little bit more information about it, and really see what we're trying to do. So if you are at all interested in becoming a part of this, we would love you to join us, and we welcome you.
We have three performances coming up, so check that out on the website.
Yeah,
three performances in New York City, which we're very proud of.
We are. Okay, Carol, well, thanks.
Okay.
And thank you to all of those who are listening.
Indeed. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.